Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Oh, we got this young man called Mike Coshot. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon.
It's nice to see you here. You're going to tell us stuff about Rotary.
I am, yes.
Is there any particular part of Rotary, or is it Cowes or Shanklin or Bembridge?
I'm representing Rotary on the White,
right,
which is an amalgamation of three yeah, previous clubs. Yes,
right.
Yes. So, yes, that's my purpose today, is to talk a little bit about Rotary.
Okay.
Thank you very much for starting by saying young man. always welcome. And thank you very much for inviting me on local radio, because the radio, Rotary is a local charity.
It is, yeah.
But it's a local charity with an international reach.
Yes.
So I would like to just start off by saying, and I will come to sort of very much island-based things later on, but let me just start off by talking about Rotary as an international body, because that's really quite important to us. Rotary worldwide, there's about 35,000 clubs, Rotary clubs throughout the world. So it's a big organisation. It has several areas of focus, and I'd just like to highlight a couple of those.
Okay.
One, and these are worldwide elements, one is about water and sanitation.
Yes.
And the other is about fighting disease.
Yes.
And I'll talk a little bit about those first of all. So as far as water is concerned, a very appropriate topic today, I think. We're looking on the Isle of Wight today probably at oversupply of water. But obviously our charitable direction is about undersupply.
Yes.
Particularly in countries where it's hard to have running usable water.
And that must contribute to the diseases, mustn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely it does, yes. And I don't know, many of your listeners will remember at the Westridge place in Rye, there used to be a show called The Waltzing Waters.
Oh, yes.
Yes, went to it a couple of years ago.
And it was a great show, really.
I think it was more than a couple, probably about 10.
So we used to run a wishing well at Waltzing Waters.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and very successful it was too. It ran for about, it's getting on for 30 years doing that.
And people throw their coppers in.
That's right, and part of our job, one member in particular, but that included all of us, really.
He got his diving suit on.
To go along, scoop it all. Sorry, I'm making hand gestures on the radio.
That's fine. Stop that.
We all do that.
It works well.
And scoop that all out, clean it and bank it and so on. And it made about £10,000 a year over all that period.
That's quite
so an awful lot of money. And that all went to WaterAid and various projects that WaterAid were undertaking. Mostly, I think, the ones that we supported were in Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I joined Rotary, we were in the middle of doing that. And we do still continue supporting water projects. But it's a main focus of Rotary's efforts worldwide.
Yeah.
The other one I mentioned was about disease, and the particular Rotary focus is on the eradication of polio.
Mm-hmm.
Again, your listeners will probably remember, if they're anything like my generation, you know, what polio was like. You know, a friend who had polio.
Yes.
You know, all the sort of iron lungs and calipers and all sorts.
Yeah,
a friend of mine used to have to wear calipers because he picked up polio when he was young.
Well, you know, that was our generation, but polio has been eradicated in this country for many years, and not only thanks to Rotary, but Rotary's big effort is to eradicate polio worldwide, and that's been going on since the 80s now, and it's almost happened. It's vaccination and more recently an oral tablet form, which makes it the process a lot easier.
I remember having it on a cube of sugar.
Yeah.
I won't go into how I was vaccinated.
No, we're not.
I'm not going to go down that path.
No, that's fine.
but it's nearly there. You may not be surprised to hear that the countries where there are still cases reported, essentially as Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Yeah.
Rather surprisingly, not in Gaza. at the moment. So, you know, that's quite a tribute to the effort. Rotary Worldwide raises about $50 million a year.
Right.
I say it in dollars because it's converted through the US. And it's supported also by the Bill Gates Foundation.
Yes.
And that is a sort of an international effort to eradicate polio. So, again, we play our part in that. Now that is in two ways. One is raising awareness. Again, you may have noticed around the island patches of crocus, purple crocus. And there's in Ryde, for example, there's one at the parish church at All Saints Church.
Oh, right.
And also on the Western Gardens. Mm-hmm. But there are other places around the island as well. So that's to raise awareness.
Right.
And then we also have fundraising. Most clubs have a fundraising drive around World Polio Day.
All right.
And, you know, send off money to help with raising that enormous amount every year.
Right. So when's World Polio Day?
It's in October.
Right.
So it's happened, as it were, for this year.
Yeah. Mm.
That's when it happens. So we have sort of two events in the year. The crocus is coming up now, and the collection day in October. So that's a kind of worldwide picture. Closer to home. Not specifically Isle of Wight based, but closer to home, the shoeboxes. Let me just say a word about them.
Yes.
I'm sure your listeners will know about this because the shoeboxes, it's basically a formulation of saying it's a box the size of a shoebox. Yeah. And people put in their items to provide a nice Christmas for children in Eastern Europe who otherwise would not really have much at all. So Rotary is involved in that, first of all, through publicity and organising the dispatch of the boxes to, you know, the original boxes, collecting them from various schools and other collection points, and then organising the transport over to the mainland and then onto Eastern Europe.
All the logistics are hard work,
indeed,
aren't they?
Yeah. One of the things we have to do is to check for forbidden items.
Yes.
You might be surprised at what does sometimes appear in these boxes, but you are not allowed, for example, to put in liquids or any sharp objects or any religious or political material.
Fair enough,
That's the kind of things we're looking for. We recently discovered a lady who had been, for many, many years, collecting together herself 50 boxes on her own. So if you have a look on our Facebook page, you'll see a record of that.
Okay.
Altogether in numbers, that's from the whole of the Isle of Wight Rotary Clubs, we had 1,431 boxes that we sent off for children in mostly Moldova this year.
Yeah.
As far as our particular club is concerned, even closer to home, is the financial support we give to Heartbeat House.
Yes.
Which is in Southampton, although plenty of Isle of Wight families use that.
So we had the young lady come in and tell us about it, didn't
we? Yes, I think we did, yes. Right. It's where people can stay.
That's right.
The parents can stay.
If someone has a heart problem, quite often these are emergencies, so it has to be really quick. And the families can stay in this accommodation in Southampton. So we support that. One of our members did a sponsored walk last year to around the island. He chose the worst weather week that he possibly could.
Sounds about right, doesn't it?
And raise money for that, and we're continuing to support that financially.
Okay.
Now, I'd better move on to actually specifically on the Isle of Wight.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
First of all, fundraising. What we do, we have various events where we raise money.
Yeah.
Fairly recently, we had a quiz here in the Riverside Centre. Mm. That was very well attended. You know, the hall in the Riverside was full of people for that. We had a concert given in Freshwater by the Cowbridge Male Voice Choir,
right.
Which had a full house again. And we also run what we call Party on the Green.
Yes, that's a summer
event.
Yeah.
Used to be called Ride Regatta, actually, years ago.
Right.
But now it's a community event on the seafront in the Eastern Gardens.
Yep.
Right. And we raise money for that. But I suppose really the focus of it is it's a community event.
Yes.
You know, so we have various sort of acts and demonstrations and so on. And then the other major part of our fundraising is shaking it in, essentially.
You're not allowed to shake them anymore.
No, we call it shaking a tin, but of course we have to be aware of those rules. We have to be quite subtle about how we place ourselves and how you attract the attention of people coming in and out of supermarkets and so on.
Yes, indeed.
So those are examples of the fundraising exercises we take. And then what do we spend that money on?
Mm.
Well, the Rotary on the White Club in the last Rotary financial year gave over £11,000 to not all local, but a lot of local charities. And, for example, 1,500 of that was to the hospice.
Yes.
So that's an example. But, I mean, I'll show you the list. I'm not going to read it out, but it's that.
Oh, right.
It's quite substantial,
quite a lot,
isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I believe the Rotary very kindly funded our up and down desk.
Well, they did. It's got a plaque on it saying so as well.
Yeah,
right. Well, there you go. So it is a very wide range
of charities
we support.
That's fascinating.
And quite a lot of individuals or groups, you know, contact us.
Yes.
They're not looking for massive sums, but a few hundred can make a big difference.
It can do indeed.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's
so I should also mention, because
there's more.
I'm afraid so.
Yeah,
yes.
Carry on. Just we've got to fit the adverts in a moment.
Okay, it would be churlish not to mention Shanklin Rotary's mega sale at Sandown Airport, which raised nearly £28,000.
Wow.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
And then I was going to talk just a little bit about events to come. We support the Walk the White, mostly through marshalling that. The Party on the Green I've mentioned. Rotary clubs all around the island supported the development of a children's ward garden in St Mary's Hospital.
Yes, I've heard about that one.
That's a recent local endeavour. So as far as we're concerned, we've got a book stall at Tesco coming up.
Yep.
We've got a collection at Asda at Easter. Walk the White we're doing in May, and then Party on the Green 11th of July.
In between, they put their feet up.
Yes. If anyone would like to find out more, look at our Facebook page.
I say, where can we find out more? The Facebook page is the place to go.
Facebook page.
So what's the name? Is it White Rotary or Rotary on the
Rotary White? Rotary on the White. Yeah.
Rotary on the White.
But you will see, if you put in Rotary, you will see lots of information.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, so I say, you need to thin it down a bit, because there's probably about 1,000 Rotary Facebook pages.
Absolutely,
But
a word of caution, if you put in Ride Rotary, you might well get to the Rotary Club of Ride in Australia.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, right.
So. If you've run into that before.
You get a free kangaroo.
Yes.
So we welcome new members and supporters. And also there's an email address, which is very, very easy.
Mm-hmm.
All lowercase, rotaryonthewhite, one word, at gmail.com.
rotaryonthewhite@gmail.com. Well, thanks very much for coming in, Mike. We will take a photo of you in a minute and put it on the website along with this interview. And I'll have a little chat with you off air about a couple of things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.